Welcome to Rituals for Self-Healing. This is Adina. I wanted to make this introduction to introduce the approach that I come to Ayurveda and herbalism and women's health with. It's a little bit of a short story. So I started studying Ayurveda as a practitioner of yoga and a yoga teacher, and I just felt really drawn to this idea, first off, of food as medicine. And that brought me to my first training and just opened up the doorways to, yes, we have the power to do our own healing through the choices and the practices that we make. It just felt like the first time that medicine felt truly empowering to me, and there was this framework that I could learn to make my own choices. Fast forward to when I was pregnant with my first son, I went out to a gathering called Spirit Weavers, and I took a course with an herbalist that's still one of my teachers, a Western herbalist. And she introduced us to the different approaches to medicine. And one approach was titled heroic medicine, and Ayurveda fell under this category. And another column was called wise woman tradition, wise woman medicine. And I was a little bit disturbed that Ayurveda did not fall under that category. And I wanted to learn about the differences. So this idea of heroic medicine, I came to discover, was that the physician, the healer, let's say, takes a dominant position in the relationship between physician and patient. And I have found that in almost all of my trainings. I've found that approach in my teachers, for the most part, in Ayurveda, and I find it when I'm reading the classical texts. It seems a very linear, masculine, again, which is not a bad thing. It's particular approach, a linear, masculine, hierarchical feeling. And that made me feel uncomfortable. I would say, in one way, to be totally honest, to walk the path of a healer and this desire to be a healer and bring healing to others and myself may have started out as this idea of, you know, of becoming something, of finding a career, of finding a way to be an authority in my community and in my culture. And learning more about what this wise women tradition or wise women herbalism tradition meant, I felt so much more drawn to that. I felt so much more connected. So the wise women tradition means, one, as a healer, is almost taking the hand of their client, their patient, of the person they're working with, and walking along with them on the healing path, walking with a woman, walking with them, helping them navigate the choices and the direction that they want to go by sharing knowledge, by sharing knowledge that comes from teachers, from book knowledge, from personal experience. And we are both active participants in our healing path. So I am practicing and experimenting with learning the absolute powerful wisdom and framework that anyone can learn that comes from Ayurveda and comes from this Vedic tradition. Yet underneath that, it's truly the wisdom that comes from living with the rhythms of nature, from observing the rhythms of the earth and the environment that we live in, and choosing to look at it through the lens and work with it and work with my students and clients through the lens of the wise women tradition. So I pray and I hope that you feel that within the way that I share this information through this course, or if you join me on any other of my programs or my apprenticeship, that is my goal and my experiment and my exploration. So thank you for being here with me. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your trust. And I pray that you receive what you're meant to receive from this course.